Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to the southeastern village of Tenneke Springs, a snowbird community stretched along the beach of Tenneke Inlet.
My name is Don Pegues. I am the mayor of Tenneke Springs, Alaska, located about halfway between Juneau and Sitka in a direct line. We're on Chichagof Island. Arriving either by ferry or private boat or by air, you're right in the center of the community. We're not that big. Our official population is about 152. Year-round, we probably have 65. We have lots of snowbirds here. They're residents of the community, but they like to seek out the sun in the wintertime, like a lot of Alaskans. But the first thing they see when they get in is we're stretched out along a beach of Tenneke Inlet on the saltwater. Our downtown area is not very big. We have one old-fashioned store that has been here since the late 1800s. Across the street from it is the Community Hot Springs Bath, where the community got its name. The hot water averaging between 105 and 108. And as a matter of fact, during the past couple of years has undergone a very, very nice remodeling and renovation by local volunteers. They've maintained the old style and just upgraded with geothermal heating right from the bath and things like that. So it's working out quite good. It's open to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is the centerpiece in town. The economy here is based mainly on fishing and a small bit of tourism. We have a bed and breakfast here, two of them as a matter of fact. We have some very, very talented artists that live here, both in painting and sketching and woodwork and things like that. It's a great place to be, and we invite folks to stop by on their way, whether they're coming up this way or going south, or maybe they're visiting friends in Juneau and can hop on the ferry and come out and visit with us.
Don Pegues is mayor of Tenneke Springs. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community on the segment, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Files, Annie Fite, Dave Waldron, and Jolene Amendadez. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Robert Woolsey.